借助这个平台加强弗吉尼亚大学。
Justin Ojak is fluent in both English and Mandarin Chinese. What he said was,
It's my hope that through this platform, the various spheres of cooperation between UVA and China will be further strengthened.
He is the new director of UVA's first overseas office in Shanghai, and it's a big job.
Creating new teaching partnerships with educational institutions in China, as well as supporting existing ones, will be developing internships and career placement opportunities for UVA students and alumni, and finally supporting admissions efforts for international students to UVA from China, as well as supporting advancement and alumni engagement.
UVA already has a healthy mix of students studying in China.
I really had no idea what to expect at all.
Lindsay Bond is a third-year student in cultural arts and sciences who spent this past summer in Shanghai.
If you're serious about studying Chinese, there's just absolutely no way to get to a place of proficiency without going to China.
She wants to work for an international corporation and travel and be part of the global economy.
China is critically important to the interests of UVA, to the Commonwealth, and to the nation, and to the world. The solutions to many of the world's most pressing challenges, whether it's the world economy or the environment, will depend on cooperation between the world's two largest economies, U.S. and China. So by expanding our engagement in China, the university will be able to better prepare our students for living and working in this increasingly globally interconnected world.
Justin's an exceptional hire.
Jeff Legro is Vice Provost for Global Affairs at UVA.
For me, it's a big push forward in terms of our ability to enhance our activities and presence in the world. We want UVA to be known in China like we know it here in Virginia as one of the world's great universities.
For more information on UVA in China and elsewhere abroad, type UVA Global in your search engine.
Sites, yeah, which is goodbye.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.